This is Twit.
Well, this one is fun because, of course, we have the Google I.O. flowers that will be sprouting soon.
After all the rain.
After all the rain. Excuse me. And one particular flower that might sprout up, to continue with the metaphor, is maybe a new Chromecast dongle, perhaps, possibly. A 4K Chromecast dongle for those of us who may have, you know, dropped the cash on the 4K TVs. This one was discovered by one of the friends of the show, Daniel Tyson at Ozdroid. A 4K ATV stick with a big Google G on it. This just flew through the FCC. That looks curiously like the current iteration of the Chromecast, except a little more oblong-ish. Yeah,
kind of like a teardrop.
Yes, actually, that's better. A teardrop. Maybe to indicate its 4K-ness somehow. I don't know.
Maybe to indicate that it's crying.
Or yeah,
you're crying
sure.
After you paid so much for a 4K TV and you have nothing to watch on it.
Sure. It includes a voice remote with an assistant button for control. And it basically looks like a Chromecast that would run Android TV. It's running Oreo. And there's also a manual posted for it, which kind of lends a little more credence to a little rumorette.
Well, yeah, and I mean, this is FCC, so this is going through. Some people are questioning whether the G on it, like, was placed there, and maybe this is like a sub brand, you know, some sort of other brand that it's not Google hardware. But I feel like
is it photoshopped?
Yeah, I don't.
It's always a question.
Like, if this is direct from the FCC, I have to imagine this is a Google piece of hardware, and I could totally see Google. They haven't updated their Nexus, the player. You know, that was a couple of years old. Chromecast is still a category that they tend to update. Why wouldn't the next step for the Chromecast dongle be to integrate Android TV capability?
I have a feeling it won't look like this. I have a feeling this is just for FCC certification. I have a feeling
maybe
that's
a cover.
Yeah,
that they snapped on it.
I mean, come on, look at the stuff we got for the Chromecast audio and the usual Chromecast. You know, I've got two beautiful red dongles at home, you know, adorning my TVs.
Beautiful red dongles.
Beautiful red dongles.
Those
and
dongles are
I
beautiful.
Would really appreciate, you know, keeping the theme going if I can. And also, look at that cord. It looks so cheap. Like, I can't imagine Google would put something like that in a box. I feel like they would go, if they did anything, maybe they would go white aesthetic like they have been with the other.
But
I gotta
imagine, does the FCC have to look at all at, I mean, is that just whatever was submitted to the FCC for testing and approval, but then the go-to-market product looks much better, you know?
Yeah.
What I mean,
yeah, I would hope,
like,
so.
I wouldn't be surprised if you get a nicer cable, you get a, you know, like, if this is true, I doubt it's going to look like this when it's in our hand coming out of the box.
Yeah, I would agree. If you scroll down on that, Victor, you end up seeing kind of the remote control. Oh, there's some extra photos
HDMI
of that.
HDMI sticking out there.
But yeah, you end up seeing the remote control down below. So
look at that assistant button.
It's nice and plain, like the Apple TV one, by the way. There's no, like, it's just nice and plain.
Extra stiff. So Ron Richards, our resident Google TV. What was it called before it was Android TV? Was it Google TV?
Google TV. It was Google TV.
Our resident Google TV expert. What do you think about this?
I mean, I think it's legit. Whether or not it's exactly this or not, I feel like the next evolution of this is an Android TV dongle with the assistant. I think the assistant is the assistant inclusion is the thing that makes me think it's plausible, because so much of what they're doing is driven by assistant. I'm walking through the subways in New York City every day and seeing the Google Do It ads on the subways. They're going hard on assistant. And if this is a Roku competitor, it's got 4K support. It's got the whole operating system on the dongle. You just plug it in your TV and it works. It could be a game changer. It could be a real player.
Ooh, I want to see how it works with the Google Home app.
Yeah.
That's like,
oh yeah.
I'm just imagining, you know, the possibilities.
Well, yeah. I mean, it would probably tie in similar to how it does with a Chromecast, but maybe the fact that it's Android TV gives it a little bit more capability. It would be interesting to me from the perspective of the set-top box kind of paradigm. It has been such a constant, that you need in order to do a lot of this stuff. You need that little box, that big or little box, you know, taking up shelf space. But I guess Roku's kind of been doing a lot of this stuff.
Roku's got a stick.
Yeah, yeah. They've got the
and
stick.
They come
so this
built
is an outside.
They come built into some TVs. Yeah. TCL.
Amazon Fire HD or Fire Stick is a stick, right? It's doable as a stick. Yeah. And the thing is that I think Google, there's been a, this is all speculation, but there's a sector of Google that has held on to Chromecast as the solution. And we all know Chromecast is awesome. It's an amazing technology. Watch a normal person try to use it. It's just not intuitive. It's confusing. And honestly, I love Chromecast. The dang thing disconnects halfway through.
It does.
I'm watching an hour show and the phone is no longer connected to the Chromecast and I got to go into the Google Home app and do it.
Yeah. I had to restart this morning to remove a stuck notification.
Yeah, exactly. So imagine being able to plug in a dongle the same size as the Chromecast and have a set-top box functionality and a remote and you don't need to throw something from your phone to it and look for the icon and all that sort of stuff. It just it minimizes friction, which I think for going for a consumer marketplace, that's so important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Agreed.
Cool. So maybe we'll find out more about that at Google I.O. or maybe we'll wait until the November hardware.
I don't have 4K TV, so I can't use it anyway. It's still stuck in the past.
Well, I don't have 4K either.
I don't have 4K either.
I wonder
either.
If it would still work on less
than 4K. I asked my cousin-in-law, who's a huge movie nerd, and he's 4K. I'm like, be honest. Can you tell the difference? Because I really believe that a certain resolution, a certain point, becomes imperceptible to the eye. Mm-hmm. And he says, it looks great, but I notice it when I go down to non-4K. Stuff looks worse.
Yeah, I can see
and
that.
That's interesting, I think. You know, I know seeing the amazing 100-inch screen of CES running 4K with these vistas or whatever, but put a movie in and do I notice it or not? But on the downshift, you notice it. I think that gives it the value.
Something that you recognize, that you've seen before.
Yeah.